This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
I feel so sorry for Pete.
Pete who?
Pete Davidson.
Oh, no. What now?
He's so sad.
Oh, poor Pete.
Poor Pete.
You knew this was going to happen. You knew they were going to break up.
Yes.
He'll never find anybody like Ariana again.
Ever.
I mean, look at him. I mean, there's no way it's going to happen.
So sad. I mean, first of all, she was already out of his league.
Yeah.
He knew it.
I'll bet you this morning, I'll bet you Pete Davidson is probably on 4 or 5 dating sites. You know, plenty of fish.
Yeah, Grindr.
Grinder. Well, I don't know if he's gone to Grindr yet.
It's not that desperate yet.
Might be a stretch.
Yeah.
Could happen.
It could happen, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why do you say that? What's going on?
Well, he's deleted all his Instagram accounts, his Facebook accounts, all of his social media accounts. He's just gone away, BJ.
Yeah.
Just put his little tail between his legs.
He's
like,
he's probably drinking like a fish.
Oh, for sure.
You know, he's just drowning his sorrows. He's so depressed. I would be too, though.
Well, imagine you go from living in an $11 million apartment in New York.
Yeah, you know, like they're paying like what, $80,000 a month or something like that. And now he's going to, I mean, the guy's going to be lucky if he gets a room down at the Y.
I can't believe. I will tell you though, after we looked that up, I'm a little shocked he's not worth more money.
The shocking thing, I guessed about $2 million, and that's what they say, which tells me that it's not even close to $2 million. Because normally, that stuff that you read online about what somebody's worth is way off.
Well, remember, it says I'm worth $8 million.
Yeah,
I don't have $8 million.
No, and they overshoot it. They start doing these estimates, and they say, well, they've earned this much money. Well, they don't tell you how much they've spent.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a lot of money being spent. But with him, you know what surprised me the most with the details that we looked up yesterday is that he only makes, and I'm saying only, you got to remember it's New York City. He only makes $300,000 a year doing Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, that's slow.
That's, to live in New York.
You can't live in New York for that. I watched that, I know this because I watched that real estate show on Bravo. And man, I mean, a one bedroom like co-op apartment is $5 million.
Yeah.
And it's this big.
Yeah. Oh, it's a shoebox.
It's tiny. And they go and they're like, she's like, my budget's $5 million. And then she gets there and she's crying because she's like, this is all you get for $5 million?
It's sad.
And they're like, it's, you know, it's not Kentucky.
Mm-mm. Then you got to put up with the rats.
Oof. All that stuff. Mm. Anyway, so he has, he's split from social media. Mm. Now, here's what I would like for him to do.
What's that?
This is just my idea. Well, you know how 2 weeks ago he did the whole thing on Saturday Night Live? They did a whole funny piece with Ariana Grande about how Lorne Michaels finally knows Pete Davidson's name because of Ariana Grande. It was a really funny skit. And then all these people are like, Pete Davidson. Hey, Pete Davidson. Because nobody ever knew him before that as the cast. That's what they were acting like.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, Pete Davidson. He's like, you've never talked to me in your life. Well, now I do. And then they kid about Ariana Grande and how he like changed out her birth control pills and remember all that stuff. I think that this week, now that it's been announced that they are no longer together, he should just do a whole depression episode where he's just bawling and it's just, I mean, tears that won't stop.
I think you just follow him around with a camera and you get that skit.
Oh. But I meant be funny about it, like we're like.
I don't know if he can.
Oh.
He just lost a girlfriend that's worth $50 million and a looker. And granted, she likes to lick a donut, but still. She's still, you know, hot for him.
Yeah, but her look is so always the same.
So is his. Not for the good.
I know, but I always want her to change it up. She only does the big ponytail.
Yeah.
And, you know. and the short skirt and the high heels.
I don't know which has made me sadder. This breakup or Bieber when he let Selena go back in the day. They both kept me up at night.
They did. Okay. Now I have an idea.
What's that?
Selena Gomez and Pete Davidson hook up. Boom!
Brilliant.
Ooh. Right?
Brilliant.
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you think? I mean, if he goes and goes to...
At the beach.
If he goes and gets a spray tan.
Yeah.
He's got to get, like, that pasty thing.
Yeah, that's maybe Ariana and Selena hook up.
Huh. Creepy.
Darn it. I hate that I have to agree with you on that.
I knew you would.
Yeah.
I knew
what
you would. And many people did. And many did, Sean.
What just happened?
I saw Dylan jump out of his seat like, yeah, baby.
He did.
I wasn't even one of my options.
It's always an option.
You've got to put C on there, A, B, and C.
Speaking of which, did you see what, Mel B came out with?
Did
you see that?
That confession she did?
Yes, it's her book. So,
oh, that is a book?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes. It's called Brutal Honesty, and it's set to be released on November 27th. And in it, she comes out way too honest.
Yeah.
I don't get this, because she just fought in court about all this. And if he wanted to, that ex of hers, he could go back and say she committed perjury.
Yeah. I'm not sure why she did this.
So what she says in an early draft of the book, first of all, she had some vaginal rejuvenation. So that is terrific. And she also had cosmetic surgery on her face, she says, to get over her divorce.
She got a makeover, huh?
I guess so.
Top to bottom?
Mm-hmm. Top to bottom, yep. No need to stay here. All right. Anyway, she says that she hit rock bottom when she and her ex, Stephen Belafonte, got a divorce. She said she started drinking too much. She was drinking wine combined with vodka, combined with tequila.
Mixing it all together?
No, like I'd have a wine and then I'd have a tequila and then I'd have a vodka. She said she lost all her self-respect. She also says that when she was married, she was the one that coerced her husband into having threesomes. Now, that's not what she said on the stand. Right?
No, she's denied all this when it first came out.
She said the opposite, that he coerced her.
I don't know if that was under oath. Were they on a stand? Or it was just to the press?
I don't know if they ever went to... I felt like it was in court.
I don't know.
I don't either. It just seemed like everything...
Because you're right. That's perjury.
Yeah. She said she got a kick out of her husband filming her doing the, she also loved to be with women. She says that she has tried to take her own life a couple of times by downing 200 aspirin. Okay, all you're going to get is a hole in your intestine.
Yeah. Well, she mixed it with hard drugs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She mixed it with cocaine.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
But why 200 aspirin?
I have no idea. Maybe it's all that was in the house.
Oh, God.
A little Advil. I don't know.
Oof. That seems like just an ulcer waiting to happen.
I don't know why she put all this out there.
Me either.
We often say, though, when somebody comes out with a book and it's supposed to be truth and honesty, and it never is, we always say, if you'll put out the truth, if you'll just put it out there, it'll sell. I don't know if this one's going to sell.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
It's almost too depressing to read.
Well, and now we know, because I felt sorry for her when she was going through this divorce, because I thought her ex-husband was a demon. Like, I thought he was a really bad dude. But now it turns out she's the one that wanted all this stuff. And because remember, he said that she was on drugs and alcohol. Right. And she's like, no, I'm not.
But I always thought that she was a part of it. I thought that he had plenty to play in this role. But I've always thought that she was a part of it because there were too many pictures of them like on vacation with women and stuff together. Mm. And she was having a great time. And you have to be a part of it. You can't fake that.
Well, you were correct. She was definitely a part of it. She wasn't only a part of it. She was the doer.
The ringleader.
Yes. She also says that she liked the cocaine and it helped her cope. And she said that she was taking 5 or 6 lines of it a day. Now, I've never tried cocaine in my lifetime. I will say this. I don't think based on just what I know from the drug, it doesn't seem like it would be a nice coping drug. It seemed like it'd make you like, oh my God, I gotta fix this. Everything's it wouldn't help me cope because I think it makes you high strung.
Until you drink the wine, vodka, tequila, and everything else that she was drinking.
And then it takes you off of the
yeah.
The
then you find your happy place, I guess.
Well, it didn't seem like she was too happy. She tried to take her own life.
Well, not now.
No. But at least she's getting it together, right? She's all...
I don't know.
Getting it together. I don't know.
I don't know if that's together or not, putting all this out there.
I know. I agree with
I don't
you.
Know if that's getting it together or making it worse.
So we'd like to hear from you, by the way, at 51059 is our live text number in studio. Are you going to watch the Conners tonight? We're trying to figure that out. We don't know if people are going to watch it or aren't going to watch
it. It's a little bit conflicting with the report, isn't it? The Conners airs tonight. This is without Roseanne. I guess she dies.
Yeah, wood chipper.
No, it's not a wood chipper.
Come on. I don't know why you won't go with my fun. I went with you calling my butt a warehouse.
I didn't mean to. I threw warehouse in there after you made that reference. And
but I went just, with it.
It didn't really.
I went that you look said that my butt looks like a warehouse.
Some days the timing's off.
So why can't you go with my Roseanne dies in a wood chipper?
I'll go with wood chipper.
Thank you.
Now that you made that comparison. If that gets me off the hook with a warehouse
it
comment.
Does. It does.
Wood chipper.
We got to change that song, Sean. Your body's a wonderland. Is your body's a warehouse?
Oh, jeez.
Snorting is cool. I guess I haven't heard this. I'm so worried.
What's that?
Sean, why do I have audio about the Backstreet Boys?
They performed on a BBC radio, and they did a No Diggity. And they did a really good job.
Have you heard it?
Oh, it's No Diggity. Back it up. Yeah, they do a good job.
Okay. I have it if you want to hear it.
Baby, you're a perfect 10. I want to get in. Can I get down so I can win?
I like the way you work it. No Diggity. I got to bag it up.
Bag it up, babe.
I like the way you work it.
No Diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Bag it up, babe.
I like the way you work it.
No Diggity.
Thank you, Sean, for getting that for me.
Yeah, it's good.
It is so good, yeah.
It's going in my playlist. Not really. It's not.
Will Smith remembers failing miserably in his marriage. He was on Jada Pinkett Smith, his wife's show, which is called Red Table Talk, which is on Facebook. And he shared his memories of when he was a really, really crappy husband.
There was a period where mommy woke up and cried 45 days straight. I started keeping a diary.
Damn. You miss some days.
It was every morning.
Damn.
I think that's the worst I've ever felt in our marriage.
Wow.
I was failing miserably.
Mm-hmm. Miserably. Isn't that a sad moment?
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to
sad.
Do after No Diggity, but it's very, very emotional.
I know. It's tough. Probably should have gone with Will Smith first.
Yeah.
And then follow up with a little diggity.
Yeah. Sorry. My timing is like yours. Yeah. Hey, Meghan. People are mad, man. Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, they're saying that they stole the thunder at, what's her name? Eugenie's. Yeah, they're saying that they stole the thunder at Eugenie's wedding. I didn't know that's where they announced that they were going to have a baby. So here's Eugenie.
Well, we didn't hear for a couple of days later, though, so I'm a little confused on it.
I guess they did it.
Oh, they did it in front of the royal family.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a bad move. That's a bad move. Eugenie's trying to get married.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the royal family. And then, oh, by the way, cling, 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 cling. I got an announcement, too. Cling, 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 cling. We're having a baby in the room. Oh,
my God.
You know, forget about the wedding.
Yeah. It's bad enough her name's Eugenie.
Yeah. Well, it sucks.
And now the Duchess of York, Sarah Ferguson, by the way, the mom of Eugenie, took a little swipe at Harry and Meghan on Twitter for upstaging their daughter Eugenie's wedding with news of the baby. Fergie posted a tweet yesterday. thanking the designer of her dress for the outfit worn on her daughter's big day last Friday. And she put, like, my daughter's big day. And the tweet was at the exact same time that Kensington Palace officially revealed Meghan's pregnancy.
Yeah, you don't do that.
And you're not supposed to do it anything at the... when Kensington announces something, everybody stays off social media.
Well, and not even if it's, forget about it being a royal family, anybody wouldn't do that. You know, I mean, anybody goes to get married, there you are, it's your big day, and then somebody stands up after the wedding and goes, by the way, I've got an announcement too, I'm pregnant. I mean, it's just, you don't do it.
So tacky. Oh my God. Right?
Oh.
That's not royal-like.
No. If you're the queen mom, you have to be just furious.
Forget it.
Family.
Hey, do you want to hear the most amazing audio ever? It's where Tara Reid
is
kicked off of a flight. I guess she got really hammered, maybe allegedly. We don't know, but she's been known to do that. And she was removed from a Delta flight leaving Los Angeles yesterday. Listen.
You carry all your things for you. You reach out here with the captain.
Do you hear it?
Yeah.
Is that a top one?
That's good. Pretty much tells the story.
It really does. I mean, I didn't even need to set it up. I should have just played that and it says everything. By the way, I do think that we found the piece of audio from Australia. I think it's in there, maybe.
Yeah.
Where Tara Reid was on that Australian TV show, and she was talking about Sharknado.
Yeah.
And she was hammered. Here it is.
Son, you guys, honestly, is beyond.
Wow. Listen to this. This is on television.
So
she's doing an interview.
Yeah.
And the poor lady, she's been a heavy drinker
for
a long time. Listen to her go through the words here.
Son, you guys, honestly, is beyond that. It's my favorite one. It's so ridiculous. It's so bad that it's good. And it's just, I mean, we've already, like, gone out of space. I already had a baby instead of a shark. I mean, we've done everything. Like, so you thought, like, how can we top this one off? And they're like, I got it. Let's time travel.
I love it.
Wow.
She's awesome.
She, I'm sure she was drunk when she was being kicked off this plane, but they said she wasn't unruly, that she actually just got her stuff and.
Well, I think she's learned her lesson not to be, you know, make a scene, but when you're making a scene about a pillow on a flight, you're drunk.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
I miss those pillow days.
I don't really, because I heard too many bad stories about those pillows.
Yeah.
Getting just reused. People just fall asleep all, you know, like oozing on them.
Yeah.
Oof. That's just some nastiness.
Mm.
And then, what? And then finally, my last story. It seems like you're going to be happy because I feel like you want me to wrap this up. Crouching Tiger, Hidden Treasure. Yao Young Fat. What? Do you know this guy? Chow Young Fat?
No.
Sean, who is Chow Young Fat?
Well, Chow Young Fat is a sumo wrestler.
Huh. He's an actor, I guess. And his name is Chow Young Fat. And he has $714 million. And he's donating it all to charity.
Every penny.
Every penny of it. $714 million to charity. Is that crazy?
Yeah. You know, I read part of this story. He claims that he lives on $108 a month.
Yeah, I saw that.
$108 a month. I don't think that's possible. There's something wrong with his story.
Does he live in a teepee?
I have no idea. How do you live on $108 a month?
Well,
okay, you own your own house.
Yeah.
I get that. But you still got to eat.
And you got water, electricity?
You got to figure he goes somewhere. Gas?
I feel like I live on $108 a day.
Yeah. Well.
Don't you?
That's a little high.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. That's a little high.
Yeah, but if you have lunch and dinner.
Well, I make it at home.
Well,
I calculate, too. Like, I can do dinner for Lisa and I for, like, $3.68 a piece.
Well, yeah, but you take, okay, so listen, nanny or daycare, right, with you.
Right.
You have that. You have your lunch. I like lunch a lot.
Yeah, I like lunch.
Lunch. And then you have your dinner.
Yeah.
And then you have to make your kids lunch. It's $100 a day.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't think about that whole daycare thing. That's real expensive. No, it really is.
I know.
Daycare, they run, man, like $1,400 a month.
I know. Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
That was real smart of you getting married and having a baby.
Yeah. That was crazy, huh? How was I thinking? You don't think about that stuff before the baby comes along.
No, you sure don't. And then all of a sudden,
bam, it's like, and you don't have a lot of options out there.
No, there's not.
And you got to, you got to make sure it's the right one.
And then what happens is you can't figure out, should you work and pay for daycare or should you not work because it's the same amount of money.
And when you calculate it too, and anybody with small kids know this, that even to get somebody to watch your child, it's just as expensive because all of a sudden $20 an hour is about to go in rate.
Yeah.
And that adds up so fast. I mean, you look at, do the math on it.
Yeah, that's, I mean.
And I feel like I'm spending about $400 a day.
I know, because you thought $100 was expensive, but my nanny alone is $80 a day.
Yeah, and the gas getting here and back. Oh, jeez.
It's so sad.
It's depressing.
No, it's just going out the window.
Oh, you've made me realize all this. It's awful.
All right, there you go. Tell it.
BJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.